जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन, यमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय गुरु देवा गुरु देवा गुरु देवा, जय गुरु देवा, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Nittai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nittai Gaur Hari Bol Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivaja Acharya Ashtadarsha His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtavatarshat His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kahiye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Shri Guru Guri Govardhan Ki Jai Ganga Maya Ki Jai Yamuna Maya Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Vrindavan Dhama Ki Jai Mathura Jagannath Puri Dhama Ki Jai Mayapur Navadip Dhama Ki Jai Samaved Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All Gorishtha Assembled Devotees Hare Krishna All Gorishtha Assembled Devotees Hare Krishna All Gorishtha Assembled Devotees Hare Krishna all glories all Gorishtha Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna, I'd like to welcome all the devotees for today's Morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 4th Canto, Chapter 24, entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. And verses from 60 till 64. So please repeat after me. Yatredam vijyate vishvam vishvasmin avabhati yat tattvam brahma param jyotir akasham Iva Vistritam Yatredam Vijate Vishvam Vishvasmin Avabhati Yat Tattvam Brahma Param Jyotir Akasham Iva Vistritam Yatredam Vijate Vishvam Jai Shri Radha Vandan Vyari Bhagavan Ki Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Yatredam Vijate Vishvam Vishvasmin Avabhati Yat Tattvam Brahma Param Jyotir Akasham Iva Vistritam Yatredam Vijate Vishvam Vishvasmin Avabhati Yat Tattvam Brahma Param Jyotir Akasham Iva Vistritam Yatredam Vijyate Vishvam Vishvasmin Avabhati Yat Tattvam Brahma Param Jyotir Akasham Iva Vistritam Shvasmin Avabhati Yat त्वं ब्रह्म परं ज्योतिः आकाशम इव विश्रिजम्। माताजी यत्रेदं विजिते विश्वं विश्वस्मिन् भवभाति यत् तं ब्रह्म परं ज्योतिर् आकाशम्। ओवर टू अ ट्रांसलेशन। यत्र वेयर इदम् धिस् विज्यते मैनिफेस्टेड विश्वम द यूनिवर्स विश्वस्मिन् इन द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन अवभाति इज मैनिफेस्टेड यत दैट तत दैट त्वम यू ब्रह्म इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन् परम ट्रांसेंडेंटल ज्योति इफल्जेंस आकाशम स्काय इव लाइक विस्तृतम स्प्रेड। ट्रांसलेशन प्रोपोज्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी स्वरूपावाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। माय डियर लॉर्ड द इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन स्प्रेड्स एवरीवेयर लाइक द सनशाइन और द स्काय and that impersonal Brahman which spreads throughout the universe and in which the entire universe is manifested is you. Purport. In the Vedic literature, it is said that everything is Brahman and nothing else. The whole cosmic manifestation rests on the Brahman effulgence. The impersonalist, however, cannot understand how such a huge cosmic manifestation can rest on a person. Thus, this inconceivable power of Supreme Personality of Godhead is not understood by the impersonalist. Therefore, they are puzzled and always denying that the Absolute Truth is a person. This wrong impression is cleared by Lord Shiva himself, who says that the impersonal Brahman, which is spread all over the universe, is nothing but the Supreme Lord himself. Here it is clearly said that the Lord is spread everywhere just like a sunshine by virtue of his Brahman feature. This example is very easy to understand. All the planetary systems are resting upon the sunshine, yet the sunshine and the source of sunshine are aloof from the planetary manifestation. Similarly, the sky or air spread everywhere. Air is within a pot, but it also touches filthy places and sanctified places alike. In any case, the sky is uncontaminated. The sunshine also touches filthy places and sanctified places, and both are actually produced by the sun. But in any case, the sun is aloof from all filthy things. Similarly, the Lord exists everywhere. There are pious things and impious things. But in the Shastras, the pious things are described as front of the Supreme Lord, whereas the impious things are described as back of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 9.4, the Lord clearly says, Maya tatam vidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matsthani sarva bhutani na chaham tvesha avastitam. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. This verse of Bhagavad Gita explains that the Lord is spread everywhere by virtue of his Brahman feature. Everything rests in him, yet he is not there. The conclusion is that without bhakti yoga, without rendering devotional service to the Lord, even an impersonalist can't understand the Brahma tattva, the Brahman feature. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is stated, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. This means that the Brahma, Paramatma or Parabrahman should be understood. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, the Absolute Truth is described as one without a second. But he is realized in three features: impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate issue, and in this verse, the Lord Shiva confirms that ultimately the Absolute Truth is a person. ही क्लियरली सेज तत्त्वं ब्रह्म परम ज्योतिर आकाशम इव विस्तृतम. हियर इज अ कॉमन एग्जाम्पल. ए सक्सेसफुल बिजनेसमैन मे हैव मेनी फैक्ट्रीज एंड ऑफिसेस एंड एवरीथिंग रेस्ट ऑन हिज ऑर्डर. इफ समवन सेज दैट द एंटायर बिजनेस रेस्ट ऑन सच एंड सच ए पर्सन, इट डज नॉट मीन दैट द पर्सन इज बियरिंग ऑल द फैक्ट्रीज एंड ऑफिसेस ऑन हिज हेड. Rather, it is understood that by his brain or his energetic expansion, the business is running without interruption. Similarly, it is the brain and energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that carry on complete manifestation of the material and spiritual worlds. The philosophy of monism explained here very clearly adjusts itself to the fact that supreme source of all energy is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is described very clearly. It is also stated how the impersonal feature of the Krishna is understood. Rasom apsu konteya prabhasmi shashi suryah pranavas sarva vedeshu shabdakhe paurusham rushu. Asanap kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon. The syllable om in the Vedic mantras, I am the sound in ether and ability in man. In this way, the Krishna can be understood as the mystic power in everything. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadanti Svapadantikam वंदेहम श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सहाग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखामितं च. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरे तुसे नमः. वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. Hare Krishna. So seek the blessing of all the Vaishnavas, assembled Vaishnavas, so that I may be able to speak something for my own purification and the pleasure of the devotees on this subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are reading from 4th canto, 24th chapter, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva and text 60 till 64. So I will just read the translation once again. For verse 60. My dear Lord, the impersonal Brahman spread everywhere, like the sunshine or the sky, and that impersonal Brahman voice spreads throughout the universe, and in which the entire universe is manifested, is you. So, in the previous verse, the Lord Shiva was saying that the devotees whose heart has been completely cleansed by the process of devotional service and who is favored by Bhakti Devi does not become bewildered by the external energy, which is just like a dark veil. So, those devotees who are your pure devotees are not bewildered by the external energy of the Lord. And now this, from the next verses, then Lord Shiva is starting glorifying the Lord for his creating this external, this from Brahman, and then how he created this external energy. And this all three, four, five verses, he is explaining about the external energy of the Lord. So, in the Mukunda Mala Stotra, King Kulshekar explains that one verse, right, 10th verse in Mukunda Mala Sutra. Mabhir manda mano vichinta bahudaya mischiram yatana naivami prabhavanti paparipava swami nanu shridharaha alasya vipaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasva narayanam lokasya vyasanapanodana karo dasasya kim nasyamaha. He said that mabhir manda mano vichinta bahuda. My dear mind, we do not think, mabhir manda mano vichinta bahuda, means do not get depressed. By what? Yamish chiram yatana. How Yamraj, how about the different yatnas given by Yamraj? Just alas vipaniya bhakti sulabham. Just give up the laziness and do the bhakti. And by that bhakti, everything will become easy, sulabham. Lokasya vyasana apanodana kare dasasya kimnashama. And then he says that even the normal people who don't follow the bhakti, they are also getting relief from their distress if they follow other demigods or other devatas. Then what is the, then those who are following, taking, doing bhakti of Lord, they will be, it is confirmed that they will also get relief from the all distress of the world. So therefore, those who are pure devotees of the Lord, who are following the process of bhakti, they are not bewildered by the external energy of the Lord. So here, King Kulshekar is saying that those who are devotees, they are not bewildered by the external energy of the Lord. And here also Lord Shiva has confirmed, similar we have seen in the previous verse, that those who are devotees of the Lord, external energies will not affect them. So in this verse, the Lord Shiva is explaining that everything is Brahman and nothing else. And that, and in the purport is right. The wrong impression is, what is the wrong impression of the impersonalist? That Lord Krishna or Supreme Person is impersonal. He is not, has no form. It is the thinking of the impersonalist. And this wrong impression of the impersonalist is cleared by the Lord Shiva in this verse. That this Brahman who is existing is none other than Lord Krishna. And he is here given the example how the there is a sun and sunshine. So sun is the impersonal manifestation of the sun, and there is a sun god. Similarly, this Brahman is the impersonal exhibition of the Lord's potency, and it is non-different from the Lord. So also in the this purport, Prabhupada writes that the pious things and impious things are there in this world, and pious things are considered as a front of the Lord, and impious things are considered as a back of the Lord. So similarly, we can say that this material world, we can consider it as a back of the Lord, and the spiritual world we can consider as a front of the Lord. Then again, in the purport, Prabhupada writes that even the impersonalists are not able to understand this Brahman feature of the Lord. For impersonalists, their aim is to attain Brahman feature, emerge in the Brahman. But still, what is their aim? They are not able to understand because they lack bhakti. Because without bhakti, it is not possible to understand the different features of the Lord. And as in Bhagavatam, it is explained that although he is the one, he is also understood as a, in three, as a Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And in this this purport, Prabhupada is also giving the nice example how the successful businessman have many factories. He has many factories, very offices, and he is running his business. And anyone says that yes, this is run by this person and everything is rest on him, so it is does not mean that the everything is carrying on his head. So this is just to understand that this is run by his intelligence or his power, his energies, all things are running. Similarly, so this all cosmic manifestation is running by the power of the Lord, by the brain power of the Lord. That is also explained in the verse 42. Lord Shiva explained in verse 42 that he says that Krishnaya akunta medase, that akunta medase means unto one whose brain activity is never checked. So he is saying that I am offering my obeisances to Krishna whose brain activity is never checked. So that is explained that how this whole universe, all both material and spiritual manifestations are running through the energies of the Lord. And then at the end of the purport, it is mentioned that it is also stated how the impersonal feature of the Krishna can be understood. Rasoham apsu konteya prabhasmi shashi suryaho pranavas sarva vedeshu shabda khe paurisham nushu. So in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes a nice purport for this verse. We will just go to that purport. This verse explains how Lord is all pervasive by his diverse material and spiritual energies. The Supreme Lord can be preliminarily pursued by his different energies, and in this way he is realized impersonally. So through his energies he is realized impersonally. As the demigod, a sun, is a person and pursued by his all-pervasive energies, sunshine, so the Lord, although in his abode, eternal abode, he is pursued by his all-pervading diffusive energies. The taste of water is the active principle of water. That and the impersonalist also glorifies the taste of water. But devotees, they glorify the they appreciate the taste of water, and also they thanks to the Lord for giving this tasty water. That is the difference between the impersonalist and the devotees. So then, in this way of the perceiving, that is the way of perceiving the Supreme Lord. Practically speaking, there is no conflict between the personalism and impersonalism. One who knows the God knows the impersonal concept and personal conception are simultaneously present in everything, and there is no contradiction. So actually one who knows God, they can know both the personal and impersonal feature of the Lord. So here in purport of Bhagavatam, this verse, it is mentioned that this impersonalist doesn't know about this Brahman feature also. That means they doesn't know Lord. That's why they are not able to understand this impersonal feature of the Lord. So that's why knowing the Lord is very important, and it is given that the conclusion is that without bhakti yoga, without rendering devotional service to the Lord, even the impersonalist cannot understand this Brahman Tattva. Then, the light of the sun and the moon is also originally emanating from the Brahma Jyoti, which is the impersonal effulgence of the Lord. And pranava or the Omkara transcendental sound in the beginning of the every Vedic hymn addresses the Supreme Lord. Because the impersonalists are very much afraid of addressing the Supreme Lord Krishna by innumerable names, they prefer to vibrate the transcendental sound Omkara. So they think impersonalists don't want to call Lord or Supreme Person through a certain name as a Krishna. So for them, Lord has made another arrangement that okay, they like to call Omkara, that saying that this is Omkara is also me. So indirectly they are worshipping Lord only, but they doesn't know. But they do not realize the Omkara is the sound representation of Krishna. The jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness extends everywhere, and no one knows the Krishna and one who knows the Krishna consciousness is blessed. So whatever, even a materialistic or the devotee, whatever they do, everyone is depend upon the Krishna. That means the jurisdiction of Krishna is everywhere. Even one doesn't understand that it or doesn't want to have faith on the Krishna or Supreme Lord, still he is worshipping Krishna in one or other way, directly or indirectly. Those who do not know Krishna are in illusion, and so knowledge of the Krishna is liberation and ignorance of him is the bondage. So those who don't know Krishna are in illusion and ignorance is bondage. So this material world exists for whom? Those who are in the ignorance. And those who are devotees of the Lord, from them there is no material world, because they are using everything in the service of the Lord. So once the Prabhupada person came to Prabhupada and says that my guru someone offered a lot of money to my guru, but he rejected that money like this. And there is a photo like this, that rejecting the money, that I don't want this money. I am very much detached from all these worldly things. Then Prabhupada says that, okay, bring that money to me, I will embrace the money, take my photo and put in the paper. So Prabhupada is, what is the mood of the Prabhupada? That everything should be utilized in the service of the Lord. He doesn't see, the pure devotee doesn't see anything separate from the Lord. For them, this material world is also like a Vaikuntha or spiritual world. So in the one of the purport of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, first chapter, Prabhupada explains that this about how the brain or capacity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Scientists are trying to say that we are the greater than God. But if they can just make some machine, they can replicate themselves. Like a Lord has made in this world the male and female, these two machines. They goes on reproducing same machine without any intervention of the Lord. Similarly, if the Lord, the scientists can make such machine, we can replicate themselves without further intervention of the scientists, then one can consider that the intelligence of the scientists is somewhere near to the intelligence of the Lord. So in this last line of the purport, Prabhupada says that in this way Krishna can be understood as the mystic power in everything. So that everything exists because of this power of the Lord Krishna. Lord says that aham sarvasya prabhoho mattas sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajate mam buddha bhava samanvita. That everything is emanating from Lord Krishna, and one who understands this is the real intelligent person. And also Lord says that yadyat vibhutimas sattvam srimat urjitam evava tattat evava gachatvam mam tejo amsha sambhava. And whatever beautiful or very, very anything you see that you like in this world is all emanating from the energy of the Lord. That one should understand. Then we can see in the next verse 61. So yo maya idam puru urupa yasrija bivarti bhuyat shapayanti avikriya yad bheda buddhiha sad iva atma dusthaya tom atma tantram bhagavan pratimahi. My dear Lord, you have manifold energies, and these energies are manifested in manifold forms. With such energies, you have also created this cosmic manifestation, and although you maintain it as if it were permanent, you ultimately annihilate it. Although you are never disturbed by such changes and alterations, the living entities are disturbed by them, and therefore they find cosmic manifestation to be different or separated from you. My Lord, you are always dependent and you are always independent, and I can clearly see this fact. So here Lord Shiva is saying that you have manifold energies, and these energies are manifested in manifold forms. And such energies, you have also created this cosmic manifestation. So there are manifold energies. I explained the purport by Prabhupada that there are multi energies of the Lord. So if I explain about this, Bhumi Rapo Nalavayu, Kama Mana Buddhi Revacha, Ahankara Ityamme, Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada. Then again, he explains about the in Bhagavad Gita that Apare Mitastvanya Prakriti Middhime Param, Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava Dharayate Idam Jagat. So here also explained that this external energies is there, of eight types, and then this is upper prakriti of the Lord, or inferior prakriti of the Lord, and there is para prakriti, that is the living entities, and then also there is the material world and spiritual world. There also, and there also the conditioned soul and those are Nitya Baddha and Nitya Mukta, those are in the Deva, which never came back in this material world. They are called as Nitya Mukta. So there is different energies of the Lord, as explained. So some living entities are conditioned in this material world, and thus they think themselves separated from the Supreme Lord. And due to their contact with the material energy, their existence is always troublesome. So we can understand that because these living entities in the material world, they are thinking they have separate existence from the Lord. Because of that, this material energy is giving trouble to them. Otherwise, if those who are devotees, they always think that this energy is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they are not afraid of this energy. They use all this energy in the service of the Lord. That's why in the explained by Vashna Kavi that Krishna bhuli sei jiva anadi bahir mukhe atayeva maya tare deya samsara dukha. Because this conditioned soul has forgotten this Lord, supremacy of the Lord from time immemorial, that's why this external energy is giving trouble to the living entities. But this is also the mercy of the Lord. Because unless if everyone is become happy, remain happy in this material world, then he will not try to get out of this material world. So this giving trouble to the living entities is the mercy of the Lord. Because he wants that all the living entities who are this part and parcel, his son, they should come back to him. So I was just hearing recently, I just saw one saying, or again, so it was in Hindi, it was said that kisine kya khub kaha hai, kisine kya khub kaha hai ki ghoda jo race mein daudta hai use bhi pata nahi hai ki wo kyu daud raha hai. Jo race mein ghoda daudta hai use pata nahi hai ki kyu wo kyu daud raha hai. Use to sirf itna wo kyu daud raha hai kyu क्योंकि उसका मालिक उसको तकलीफ दे रहा है. जीत क्या होती है ये घोड़े को नहीं पता. जीत क्या होती है घोड़े को नहीं पता. उसका मालिक उसको तकलीफ दे रहा है इसलिए वो दौड़ रहा है. उसे नहीं पता कि उसका मालिक उसे जिताना चाहता है. तो अगर हमारे जीवन में भी अगर कुछ तकलीफ आए तो हमें समझना चाहिए कि हमारा मालिक यानी ऊपर वाला हमें जिताना चाहता है इसलिए हमें वो तकलीफ दे रहा है. सो वी कैन सी दैट मेनी टाइम्स वैष्णवाज Advaita Vaishnava has written many things that whatever comes in our life should be taken in a positive way. That even if the bad things happen in our life, so in that bad things, that situations, devotees become more inclined to take shelter of the Lord. So that's why this can be seen as a positive, that what even if this external energy is giving trouble, it is like helping us to take shelter of the Lord to our fullest extent. So that is the thing. That then in this verse there is that yad bheda buddhi atma dusthaya. That what is that? Because of the bheda buddhi, that because the living entities are considering this material world, this energy different from the Lord, because of that bheda buddhi, all the there is suffering in this world, all the conditioned souls are suffering. So in the purport is explained that the various activities of the Lord must be very disturbing to the tiny living entities. But since the Lord is supremely great, He is never affected. Lord Shiva or any other pure devotee can see this clearly without being blinded by the Bheda Buddhi. So, or differentiation. So, this Bheda Buddhi, the supreme, this Bheda Buddhi, that considering this material world different from the Lord, is not for the pure devotees of the Lord, it is for the conditioned soul. So, it is why I would like to explain something about this Bheda Buddhi, as is explained in the 11th canto, in the conversation between the Nivi Maharaj and Nava Yugandharas. So before that, Narad Muni glorifies the Nava Yugandharas, and they say, there is one verse. Ete Bhagavat Rupam Vishvam Sat Asat Atmakam Atmano Avetirekena Pashyato Vicharan Mahim. That the sages wonder the earth, seeing the universe, entire universe, with its all gross and subtle objects as a manifestation of the Supreme Lord and as non-different from the Self. That these Nava Yugandharas were wandering all over the universe with all its gross and subtle objects, considering them as a manifestation of the Supreme Lord and as a non-different from the Self. That means they have no Bheda Buddhi, that this is something different from the Lord and also not different from themselves. Or that way they are wandering throughout the universe. So it is explained that this Atma Vetiriko, that means that they saw this there is no difference between the themselves and this energy of the Lord. So, and then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also commented that Atmana indicates the super soul. And because everything in is emanated from the super soul, the universe is composed of energy, so it is not different from this super soul or Paramatma. And similarly, in this verse also, that Lord Shiva explained that this in the previous starting of this verse 60, that Brahman is you are only the Brahman, that you are this Purusha, because everything is composed of the energy of the Lord. So, although it is stated here that the cosmic manifestation is non-different from both living entity and Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should not think that either the living entity or the Supreme Lord is material. So, although there is no abhed buddhi in the mind of these great devotees, pure devotees, but still we should understand that it doesn't mean that not abhed, that the Supreme Lord and the living entities are material. They are not material. That in the Vedic version of Purism, it is that asango hi ayam purusha, that Supreme Personality of Godhead have living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do with this material world. So we can see that in one sense that it is similar to the Lord and it is also different from the Lord and the living entities. So as in Bhagavad Gita is explained that these bhinna prakriti are there and this para and apara prakriti is there. And Lord says that Mamai Vamsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. That means that they are not different from the Krishna. But similarly, this material energy is also coming from the Lord only. So that's why that energy is not also different from the Lord. So in Narad Muni explains in 1.5.20 Srimad Bhagavatam that idam hi vishvam bhagavan evetaro yato jagatstham nirodha sambhavah, that the Supreme Lord personally, the Supreme Lord is himself this cosmos and still he is aloof from it. Idam hi vishvam bhagavan eva, this vishvam is bhagavan eva, and again itaro, and it is also different, still he is aloof from it. From him only this cosmic manifestation emanated, and him it rest, and unto him it enter after annihilation. Jagatstham nirodha sambhavah, that from it is originated, then it is also maintained by the Lord, and after annihilation it enters into the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada explains by giving one example in the purport that how this Brahman is same as the Lord and also is different from the Lord, and is not a complete unit as a Lord. He gives the example of a tree, that branches and leaves and flowers of the trees is a complete unit as considered as a tree. And also the branches and leaves are considered as a tree, but incomplete, we can't consider this as a tree, that this branch is a tree, we can't say that. But as a complete unit, they are in the tree. So similarly, the Brahman feature of the Lord is like a branch or leaves. So in one sense, it is a like a Lord. This tree's leaves and branches are considered as a tree. But in complete sense, they are not considered as a tree. They are the part and parcel of the tree. So similarly, this Brahman, in one sense, we can consider as a Lord, but is not as a complete unit as a Lord. That only the Brahman is not the only Lord. The Lord is the person, and this Brahman is the emanation from his bodily effulgence, like a trees, leaves and branches. So this is the point Prabhupada wanted to explain. So then also Prabhupada explains that the Lord is naturally fully powerful. Therefore, whatever emanates from him is also complete and powerful. But the external energy is comparatively inferior, whereas the internal energy is superior. And superior energy is, because superior energy is the living force, and therefore it is completely identical with the Lord. And inferior energy is inert, therefore it is partially identical with the Lord. But these energies, both these living energies, either are not as a single, spirit soul, or as combined all together, they are not anyway greater than the Lord. They are always inferior to the Lord. And both the external and internal energy is controlled by the Lord, as the electric energy, however powerful it may be, is always under the control of the engineer. Similarly, this cosmic manifestation, everything spiritual, material, and inferior prakriti, superior prakriti, all everything is under the total control of the Lord, and it can never overcome the power of the Lord. And then again, it is explained that how everything emanates from the Lord is complete. That is Ishupanishad's verse, that Om Purna Madha Purna Midam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Ava Shishyate. That so many complete units emanate from the Lord, still everything, still Lord is always complete. And also because there is completeness in the Lord, there is also completeness in this universe, his creation. So difference and non-difference, that both that we can find, it is qualitative similarity and the quantitative difference in the Lord and is the creation. That is like a gold, example is given like a gold and gold mine. As gold is there with different ornaments. In the ornament, the quantity of gold is very less, but the gold we find in the mine is quantitatively very large quantity. So that's why the Lord is like a vibhu, or infinitely potent, and we are like, or living beings are like a anu, or infinitesimal, or they are independent. So then again, he explained that both living entity and material nature are prakriti or feminine, that they are totally dependent expansion of the Supreme Purusha. And then again, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in the purport that the absolute substance is one and is called as Paramatma or the Super Soul. When one has this partial realization of this Paramatma, then this is called as Atma Darshana or the Self-Realization, when one understands partially the Paramatma, because one can know completely the Supreme Lord. Even if the partial realization of the Paramatma, it is called as Atma Darshana or Self-Realization. And when one lacks this realization of the Paramatma, then it is called as Anatma Darshana or Ignorance of the Self. So in the state of partial realization of the Super Soul, if one has realized Super Soul partially, but he doesn't have the recognition that Paramatma is distinct from the individual soul, that he is Vibhu and Vayar Anu, then he considers himself as equal to the Lord in all respect. That is one extreme. And there is what is called Anatma Darshan or partial understanding. When there is no understanding of the Paramatma, then there is the material ignorance, and then feels that such a person feels that he is completely different from the Lord. And in this way, we can see that impersonal transcendentalist emphasizes only the oneness with between the God and himself. That the impersonalist, they think that me and God are same. And other those who are anatma darshan, or they doesn't realize the Paramatma, they think that they are ordinary materialists. They think that there is total difference between the God and the living entities. But of these two extremes, there is a, what is the center that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, achinta veda abhed tattva, that we are eternally the separated living individual entities. And because of we are separated individual living entities, there is a possibility of the eternal relations between us and the Lord. That is the qualitative similarity between the Lord and us. And because of that is the essence of the ultimate reality for every living entity. That because of that, we have the relationship with the Lord. But on other hand, Jivera Surupa hai Krishnara Nitya Das. But ultimate essential identity of living entity is that he is the eternal servant of the Lord. That one should not forget this. So if one understands that he is the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can correctly understand that both the living entity and the material universe are identical with Krishna. If one understands that we are the eternal servant of the Krishna, then we can understand the thing that both this energy, that which is inferior energy, and all the living entity or superior energy, they are identical with Krishna because they are emanating from him. So that is, there is no abheda buddhi. And because of that, there is also no non-different, they are not different from each other also. Who are not different from each other? These living entities and the inferior nature of the Lord, they are also not different, indifferent from each other. In this purport, is mentioned that this is like a sister energy of the Lord, because our sister, because this is also emanating from the same Lord. The Lord is the everyone's father. We are also coming from the Lord, and this energy also coming from the Lord. In that way, we should consider this as as the Lord is related to this energy, similarly we are also related to this energy and is non-different from the Lord. And this is called as the Abheda Buddhi. And when one understands this Abheda Buddhi, then it says that Vishwam Purnam Sukhayati, that then everything in this, either the devotee is in the material world or spiritual world, he sees everything as a spiritual only. And there is, that energy is no more troublesome to these living entities. So that is the Abheda Buddhi that one needs to understand. Otherwise, one has Abheda Buddhi or thinks this material world is different from the Lord, then this material world will be as a troublesome to the living entity. Then the next verse, he said that, my dear Lord, your universal form consists of five elements, the senses, mind, intelligence, false ego, and the Paramatma, your partial expansion. Who is the director of everything? Yogis other than devotees, namely the Karma Yogi and Jnana Yogi, worship you by their respective action in their respective positions. It is stated both in the Vedas and in the Shastras which are the corollaries of the Vedas, and indeed everywhere, that it is only you who are to be worshipped. That is the expert version of all the Vedas. So in this verse, Lord Shiva talks about the universal form of the Lord, how this consists of all these five elements, and then mind, intelligence, ego, and then the Paramatma, as his partial expansion, is enter, who is the director. But in this, there is a one word, kriya kalaper, that he said that in all the activities Lord Krishna should be worshipped. That is the expert version of the Vedas. That whatever we are doing, whatever activities we are doing, is all in all activities Lord Krishna should be worshipped. That there are many he explained that karma yogis and the jnana yogis worship you in their respective action. That means they worship, but in different forms, like in the form of the demigods. But conclusion is, in the purport it is given that the conclusion is that akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradi trivrena bhakti yogena ejeta purusha param. That whatever activities one perform, the final result should be that in all the things Lord Krishna has should be worshipped. That is the this kriya kalapir, that whatever you do, that is that kayena vacha manasendriyarva buddhyatmana va prakrute svabhavat yadyat karoti sakale parasmay narayaneti samarpayanam. That whatever we do with mind, intelligence or vacha or body, this is the verse which everyone chants at the end of the whatever karma gandhi that all the aarti or the people do. At the end, this verse is chanted, that whatever we'll do, it should be done, it should be offered to the Supreme Personal Narayan. So that is mentioned that in this verse by the Lord Shiva, that is the expert version of the all the Vedas, that every seed should be offered to the Lord Krishna. Then again, there is one word is called Kuvida at the end of this word, that is explained that the word Kuvida is very significant, for it indicates the devotees of the Lord. Only this Kuvida means the devotees of the Lord. Only the devotees know perfectly that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is all pervading. Within material energy, he is represented by the five material elements. So, devotees of the Lord are called as Kuvida because they knows that everything is, whatever is this, all the elements of the material world is the energy of the Lord, and therefore they see the Lord everywhere, and therefore there is no material world for them. Everything is spiritual for them, and there is no troublesome by this material energy. Then, in the next verse, Lord Shiva explains, "My dear Lord, you are the only Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. Before the creation of the material world, your material energy remains in a dormant condition. When your material energy is agitated, the three qualities, namely goodness, passion and ignorance, act, and as a result, the total material energy, egotism, earth, ether, air, fire, water, earth, and all the various demigods and saintly persons become manifest. Thus, the material world is created." So, in this verse, we can see that Tom Eka Adhyam Purusha, that he is saying that you are only the original Purusha. So, and from you, everything is emanated. So, in the Bhagavad Gita also, we say that, he said that Lord Krishna says that Name Vidu Suragana Prabhavam Na Maharshaya Aham Adirhi Devanam Maharshi Namcha Sarvasya, that no one knows me. Even the demigods, great demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, they doesn't know me. Now even the rishis know me. Aham Adirhi Devanam, I am the origin of everyone, because of that no one knows me. And then says, he again says that when one knows me, that ajam anadim, yomam ajam anadim cha vetta bhuta maheshwaram, then what happens? Yomam ajam anadim cha yomam vetti loka maheshwaram, then he will get free from the all the asamura samarteshu. Then he is like a asamura. This in this material world is a martyaloka. He is the asamura in such a martyaloka. Asamura samarteshu sarva pape pramushchate. He will get rid of all the papa. All the sinful activities, if he knows me as a, I am the Adya Purusha, I am the Adi, and everything emanates from me. So here also Lord Shiva is explained that you are only the Adi Purusha, and because of you, your energy, everything is this material universe is in this verse. He basically talks about the universe, this Mahavishnu form, that form, how this energy, this material energy gets agitated by his glance, and then all this sattva, rajas, tama, this acts, and then all these differentiations created in this universe is all explained in this verse. So then in the next verse, 64, it talks about the Paramatma, that is said that, my dear Lord, after creating by your own potencies, you enter within the creation in four kinds of forms. Being within the heart of the living entities, you know them, and you know how they are enjoying their senses. So-called happiness of this material creation is exactly like the bee's enjoyment of the honey after it has been collected in the honeycomb. So here he is saying that you are enter as a Paramatma in everyone's heart, all the living entities, and that is Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Hridyesya Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayati Sarva Bhutana Yantra Rudani Maya, that Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Hridyesya Arjuna Tishtati, that is explained that how this Lord manifests in different forms. These four forms is given in this, that what are these four forms? These are the living entities born through embryo or jara or jarayuja, then who are born from the eggs or andaja, then through perspiration or swedaja, and like the trees who are born from the seed, like the udbija. So in the purport is explained that Prabhupada explains that how this material inferior energy of the Lord has no life. So to make it alive, the Lord enters himself as a Paramatma, and also the living entity also enters, just to make it active. And these four, and Lord enters as a four form, that is explained as this four divisions of the how the living entities take birth in this material world, through embryo, through eggs, through perspiration, or through the seed. So this purport Prabhupada explains that the materialistic scientist contention that living entities other than the human beings have no soul is nullified here. That this scientist says that there is no soul in the living other entities other than the human beings. But here it is explained that how Lord explains in the enters in the heart of each and every living entity in different bodily forms. And as a Paramatma, he is there, and he knows the what the living entities are thinking, what they want to do. They knows all the things the in the human society, what they are thinking, what they want to enjoy, and in that way the Lord directs them to enjoy that Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Vidyasi Ardhishna Tishtati, that he is directing them in different bodies to enjoy or to suffer as per their karmic reaction. He is like a Upadrishta and Anumanta, that is, he is the overseer and the permitter. Thus, the Lord simply witnesses and gives the living entity sanction for the sense enjoyment. It is the Paramatma who gives the intelligence by which the bees can construct hive, collect honey from the various flowers and store it and enjoy it. So all the things the living entities are doing in the any form of these four forms are explained, are all this capacity is given by the Lord only. We are not independent of the Lord. We are always dependent on the Lord. And because of Paramatma is giving us the sanction, and he is the overseer, and all the things are directed by him, we are able to do the things in this world. So it is explained in this verse. Though similarly, in this purport also, Prabhupada writes that this human beings, we create so many things and try to enjoy, but no one is happy enjoying, because like the bees, when the bees tries to enjoy honey in the honeycomb, other bee stings through that bee. So similarly, when we try to enjoy whatever we have created in this world, there is a fight between nation and nation, there is a fight between the human and humans, and so there is always followed this happiness is always there is surrounded by the distress. So at the last point in the purport, Prabhupada writes that material enjoyment means inebriety, whereas the spiritual enjoyment means pure enjoyment under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that material enjoyment, if we try to enjoy material world without the connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is like an intoxication, inebriety, that we are not enjoyed, because we can see when one is intoxicated, he is not able to enjoy. He thinks that he is the master, but he is not actually enjoying. Even he is falling in the gutter, he thinks that he is enjoying, but actually he is not enjoying. But what is the real enjoyment is in the connection with the Lord. So we need to be always connected with the Lord, and we don't have to see this world through Bheda Buddhi, and we should have the Abheda Buddhi, that this world is also the emanation from the Lord. So it is non-different from the Lord in one sense, and we are also connected with this energy of the Lord. So when we have this thing in our mind, then this world is also like a Vaikuntha for those who think that this world is the energy of the Lord, and it is similar to Lord. Then we can use this energy in the service of the Lord, and we can remain happy, and we can go then to the spiritual world, always thinking of the Lord. Because when we are using this energy, we are not thinking different from the Lord. We're not thinking anything that make us forgotten of the Lord's. So we are always thinking, whatever we are using, then we are always thinking of the Lord, that this is the energy of the Lord. So then in all the conditions of the life, we are always thinking of the Lord, and then at the end of the life also we will think of the Lord, and we can go back to Godhead thinking of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Grantharasri Madhvagatam ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai.